Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to view our broadcast this morning. We hope you become a regular listener each day at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this program on Channel 6 of your public access station entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any of these Bible study periods or worship periods. You will always be warmly received. It is our hope and our prayer that you will see the need for God in your life and a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. If we can help you in any way, please do not hesitate to call upon us. In the past few months, we have been examining the subject of the fruit of the Spirit. Our subject matter comes from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. We have been looking and examining the fruit of faithfulness. We want to continue that subject and conclude that this morning by looking at areas of faithfulness that God has required us to be faithful in. First of all, we are to be faithful to God in the things that He has given us. In the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, 14 through 30, each man received a different amount of talents. The number of talents was not the primary purpose. What they did with the talents is what was significant. We need to use the talents that God has given us in order to use them in a way that brings glory and honor to His high and holy name. We need to remember, as the teaching in Luke chapter 16, 10 through 12 tells us, that we need to be faithful in the small things that God has given us to demonstrate that He can give us greater things. And if we have not been faithful in the things that He has given us on this earth, how can we be expected to be faithful in the great spiritual blessings that He can give us in the next? We have to prove our fidelity by being good stewards, by being good caretakers of the things and the blessings that God has given us. Unless we do that, we cannot expect God to receive us and bless us if we don't take care of the things that He has given us and use them to His name, honor, and glory. God does not judge by the magnitude of an act, but by the spiritual principles and motives which lie behind the act. A small action may discover and lay bare these principles quite as the large ones. In an administration of small properties entrusted to us on the earth, we reveal our disposition and temper as stewards quite well as if we owned half of the universe. And so what we are demonstrating to God is our faithful stewardship, our faithful being a faithful caretaker of the things that God has blessed us with. Let's look at a few other things that we are to be faithful in our human relationships. We are to be faithful to our brethren. Our brethren in Christ are a special relationship. We are to provoke them to love and good works, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. We are to consider them. We are to be there for them in time of trouble, in time of distress, in time of need, and in time of discouragement, or even in time of discipline or admonishment, when they are doing things that are contrary to God's will. When they have discouragement, when they have adversity, tribulation, difficulty in their lives, we are to be there. We are to love them, and we are to be faithful to their needs. The Bible says in Romans 12:15, we are to reap with those that weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. We also are to be an encouragement to them by holding up their hands, by encouraging them in their walk with God, and helping them as they help us, in order that we might walk hand in hand together, in order that we might both get to heaven. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 5, verse 21, that we are to submit to one another in the fear of God. We submit to one another by being a concerned party to the needs of our brother. Are you faithful in your relationship to your brother? Let us also look at our duty to faithfulness to our physical families. Parents, we are responsible to bring our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. We are not to provoke them to wrath, Colossians chapter 3, verse 18 through 21. We are to demonstrate the need for God in their lives, to teach them spiritual things, to show them the way to have a relationship with God, and to nurture them and instruct them in the way of the Lord. Parents do not do well when they let children decide with what they need to do in their life to God when they are young. I haven't met any parents who allow their child's choice to rule when it comes to straightening their rooms, attending school, brushing their teeth, or any other mundane things. Neither should we expect their choice in spiritual matters to be good until they are mature and have a better understanding. A child is not always mature enough to make up his own mind young in his younger life. That is why, for the first 18 years or so, we are placed under the leadership and protection as his father and mother. We are to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's what God calls upon us and commands us to do, and we need to be faithful to that instruction. We also have a responsibility as children to our parents when they get in later years. We are to look after them. Read Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 3. We are to honor them. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4. We are to show piety at home. We are to take care of their needs. When aged parents have needs and have struggles in life, we as their children are to uphold them and take care and make sure that their needs are met. Why? Because we have to be faithful to that responsibility because God gave it to us as being their children. And we need to be faithful in carrying out those duties. We also need to be faithful in our marriages. Wives to their husbands. Wives are told in Ephesians 5:22 they are to submit to their husbands. In verse 33, they're told that they are to respect their husbands. Wives, bad mouthing your husbands in front of them, near them, or away from them, it's not funny, and it's not right. It's a violation of the bar that God raised for the woman. It's not laughable, it's a sin. The same is true for the husbands, and we'll talk more about that later. Putting your husband down does nothing good for him or your marriage. Likewise, women who are respectful of other men but disrespectful to their own husband feed an appetite of bitterness, hatred, or even jealousy. If you find yourself constantly criticizing your husband's choices, and I'm not saying that some of his decisions don't need to be criticized, just remember you chose him. Did you make a bad choice? Are you a helpmeet or are you a helpbeat? A good woman can bring out any man's fullest potential. She can, with a kind word, lift him up when the world has knocked him down. She can bolster his courage during fearful situations. She is often the one who is most responsible for any real success that he enjoys in life. Women are to be faithful to their husbands. Husbands are to be faithful to their wives. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hateth his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as the Lord does. Ephesians 5:25-29. It is obvious that a husband needs to love his wife. Women need love and that men need respect. If you are indifferent to your wife, if you rarely show affection to her, you are asking for future problems in your marriage. God created the woman and he knows how she is. Here he plainly sets forth to the man one of his critical functions of his marriage, to love her as himself. Placing your own desires above hers is asking for problems down the road. If you believe that your marriage will last forever, just because you're both Christians, you're believing a mirage. A marriage lasts when both people are actively working to fulfill one another's needs, not simply because they're both children of God. Don't misunderstand me. I do not wish to undermine the wisdom of marrying a Christian. That is for certain. I am simply saying that we can deceive ourselves into believing that because we are both Christians, that protects us by some insurmountable wall from the difficulties and problems of life. That is imaginary. Each mate must behave towards the other according to God's instruction. If the husband doesn't show his wife the love, another man from the outside will work his way in and try to show her what her husband is failing to generate. In 1 Corinthians 7, verse 1 through 4, we have explicit instructions of the responsibility in the physical relationship that we have to one another. And we are to carry out those instructions faithfully. And a failure to do so, we will be unfaithful in our duties to one another, and God will hold us accountable. We also need to be appreciative of God's faithfulness in our lives. He is faithful to give us a way out of temptation, 1 Corinthians 10:13. He is faithful to protect us from Satan overwhelming us, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. He is faithful in giving us sanctification and salvation, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24. And he gives us an avenue of forgiveness when we fall short, in 1 John 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us. You see, God's faithfulness. He is faithful in everything that he has told us that he will do. He is faithful in every aspect of our lives in order that we might be able to do the things and be the kind of people that he would have us to be in order that we might lead others to Christ. You see, God gives us a lot of things to be faithful in his blessings, in the stewardship of the things that he's given to us, in our relationships, in all of our physical relationships, to our children, to our spouses, to our parents. In all of these areas of blessings, God gives us great responsibilities, and we must be faithful to carry out those responsibilities. And if we do not carry out those responsibilities, God will hold us accountable for that. We need to remember that as we are good stewards of God's blessings, we demonstrate our love for God. The flip side of that is, if we are not very good stewards, if we don't take care of the blessings that God has given us, and we're not faithful in our duty to God, then we do not demonstrate our love for him, nor do we demonstrate our duty to be responsible to the things he would have us to do. Dear friend, are you a good steward? Are you faithful to God in everything that you do? Do you do things in a way that bring glory and honor to him? Do you demonstrate your love for him by being faithful in every aspect of your life and doing things in a way that brings glory and honor to your Savior? Let me ask you some questions in closing this particular lesson. Does one faithfulness service may be relied upon? Can God rely upon your faithful duty to him? Are you carrying out those responsibilities faithfully? Does faithfulness describe your loyalty? And can he depend upon you to be loyal to him and to his cause and to the things that he has blessed you with? Does it describe you in one word as an unwavering commitment of dedication and commitment to God in everything that he would have you to do, to be a faithful member of the Lord's church, to be a faithful steward of his blessings, to be a faithful steward of the physical blessings that he has blessed you with in your physical relationship? Dear friend, does that describe you? Are you a faithful, loving servant of God? Is that characteristic part of your life? Do you demonstrate faithfulness in every aspect of your life, to God and to your fellow man? God will hold us accountable to be faithful in not only our duty and relationship to him, but also our duties and relationships to one another. Only by the child of God who is faithful in all of his undertakings and in his relationship with God and his fellow men can he secure a place for him in heaven in the after while. You see, God has demonstrated faithfulness by the life that he has lived and the example that his son gave while he was upon this earth. We can do no less. We must use every avenue, every opportunity, and take every consideration to be faithful to the best of our ability to every blessing and everything that God places under our care in order to be a good servant of God. Dear friend, are you a faithful servant of God? I want to thank you for listening today. We ask you to tune in again next Lord's Day morning as we will continue our discussion on the fruit of the Spirit, and we invite you to come and be with us this Sunday. We would love to see you. We hope you have a blessed day.